This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, cold medicines and little kids. Drug companies are pulling products like Pedicare, Dimetapp, and Tylenol for kids from store shelves. We'll find out why when we talk to our medical expert, Dr. Sid Spiesel.
First, there's a news story from a couple of days ago in the Washington Post that we just couldn't let get away. It's about politics and money. Huge money. And it's a story about something that is not going to happen.
Very, very wealthy people whose particular income is taxed at a rate far lower than what almost everyone listening to this program pays, these people are not going to lose that privilege. Their hired guns in Washington have been assured of this by the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada. The story is by The Washington Post, Jeffrey Birnbaum. Jeffrey, welcome back to Day to Day, and explain what is called the carried interest tax, please.
Well, carried interest is the income that the managers of private equity firms, or so-called buyout firms on Wall Street, get. And carried interest is taxed at capital gains rates, which are 15%, compared to the top rate of 35% that everyone else pays in their taxes.
So over the last year, a number of lawmakers, Democrats, have said that this is nothing more than a giant loophole. They've talked about fixing it. And this turned into a hugely profitable moment for lobbyists. Explain what happened.
Well, when Congressman Sandy Levin from Michigan joined up with the chairman of the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, Charlie Rangel, earlier this year, both of them are Democrats, to try to tax the carried interest at regular income rates rather than the special capital gains rate, dozens of lobbyists were almost immediately hired. The amount of spending on lobbying by these buyout firms quadrupled. The amount of campaign donations from executives of private equity firms started increasing substantially, and it became the biggest lobbying bonanza of 2007.
I love the detail that you added, that the real estate lobbying agencies also jumped in here, because these very wealthy people are spending huge amounts of money on real estate, and they didn't want to discourage that activity.
That's right. The managers of real estate developments organize their development projects in the same way that these private equity firms are structured, so that their income is also taxed at these low capital gains rates.
Your story from Tuesday quotes unnamed lobbyists as saying Senator Reid has assured them that the possibility of their tax break going away is absolutely dead for this year. What is the argument for delay?
Well, Senator Reid has told private equity executives and their lobbyists in a variety of meetings all over Capitol Hill that there's not time to deal with such a big and controversial issue. So the whole issue is off until next year at the very earliest, if then.
Well, as you write, next year is an election year, and it's very unlikely we'll be raising taxes then.
That's right.
Jeff, we actually called Senator Reid's office thinking they might dispute your account, which is just baldly seems to imply buying political favors. They don't. They don't dispute it at all.
Well, I don't see why they would. I think it's pretty clear that you can buy the blocking of legislation in the Capitol. The proponents of increasing the tax on carried interest were essentially boxed in almost immediately, and the result was stalemate, gridlock, which is exactly what they wanted.
Isn't somebody embarrassed by this?
Well, not that I can find. I think there's a lot of champagne bottles being uncorked quietly in many places. Harry Reid has said that the Senate is not going to take up this tax this year. That means it could be taken up next year, though maybe not. But the year after, well, all these lobbyists can probably count on having their retainers extended for quite a long time. And that's what is important in the lobbying world, as you know.
Happy days in Washington. Jeff Birnbaum of The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.